Get me a kill run!
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Craig Michael Patrick, and I'd like to welcome you to yet another harrowing, action-packed episode of Career Chat. Robert Kelly and Dan O'Connor are a rare breed in the world these days. They're working professional illustrators. They met and graduated from the Joe Kubert School of Cartooning and Graphic Art, an accredited technical institute located a brief train ride away from New York City. Both have been professional working artists for over 20 years. Recently, Rob and Dan began collaborating on a good old-fashioned three-panel comic strip. Written and colored by Kelly and illustrated by O'Connor, they've crafted this strip called Ace Kilroy, built in the vein of Steve Canyon, Secret Agent X9, and Dick Tracy. We caught up with Rob and asked him how this venture began.
Basically, Ace Kilroy was created at the last year's New York Comic Con when I ran into my friend Dan O'Connor, who's the artist on Ace Kilroy. Dan and I went to school together at the Kubert School, and I hadn't seen him in over 20 years. We had sort of lost touch over time. So him and I caught up, and he was telling me various stories about the experiences he's had as doing comic book art and other stuff like that. And I've always been impressed by Dan's skill. I mean, I think Dan is just a superb artist. I thought that back in art school, 20 years ago, and he's just gotten better since. He just told me sort of like horror story after horror story. They'd end up not using the stuff that he did for, it was just one sort of bad thing after the other. He wasn't complaining so much. He was just sort of sharing horror stories because I've been an artist for 20 years too. And so I knew from where he was speaking. I remember going home that day and just thinking in my mind, like, that's crazy. You know, no one as talented as Dan should have to deal with that kind of nonsense, you know? Like, and I think that's the moment that the whole thing was sort of born. I didn't know that, but I think that's really when it was born. Because not too long after that, a couple of weeks after that, I had been getting frustrated with the life of a freelance artist. I've been doing illustration work full-time freelance for 10 years now. And I had kind of gotten a little tired of it and had moved into doing some writing and some other things that I had started to like more. And so I was sort of looking around for another kind of project, another kind of creative project that I could work on. And I've always been a fan of comic strips. I've been a fan of the medium, fan of the format. I created my own comic strip idea right after art school and tried to send it around to syndicates, and it got, of course, got rejected by every single one of them. Rejected on old school mimeographed paper, which, that's how old school this was. And so anyway, I came up with two ideas to pitch to Dan to see if he was interested in drawing either one of them. And one of them was like a Dick Tracy type strip, pretty much openly a ripoff of Dick Tracy. And then the other one was something that I described to him as Steve Canyon meets the Universal Monsters. And so Dan wrote me back the same day and said, Steve Canyon meets the Universal Monsters? That sounds like something I'd be interested in. So we started going back and forth with ideas, and we sort of like hashed out I didn't even have a name for it at the time. We sort of hashed out a name over time. I came up with Ace, he came up with Kilroy. And over time, it sort of just sort of all fell together. And in the beginning, I figured we were just going to put this up on a blog just for fun. But as Dan, before we ever got started, I said to Dan, don't do any work on this. I don't have any money to pay you, so you should be, you shouldn't be doing anything for free. But just keep it in the back of your mind. And if you want to like absentmindedly sketch one day a piece of a character, send it to me. But all of a sudden he started turning in all kinds of work. He clearly got into it. I mean, I told him from the beginning the strip was going to take place in the 1930s and the 1940s. He's an aficionado of that era of Americana, as am I. So I think that he really sunk his teeth into it. And the stuff he was sending me, I thought, was so good that I started taking Ace Kilroy a little more seriously and thinking, well, maybe we could really do something with this. Maybe this just won't be something we put up on a blog. Maybe it'll be you know, something we really make a go at financially and like make a, you know, have a big splash when it comes out. And so that, as it wore on, we started writing the scripts and Dan started doing the artwork and we just decided, okay, we're going to start it because it's got so much of a horror element. We're going to launch it on Halloween and we'll go from there. And so it really all snowballed.
Now, we at Career Chat love a good horror story, so we were curious to hear one of those artist horror stories Dan told Rob at their first meeting. Dan was more than willing to share and offered us a little takeaway as well.
Well, most of the horror stories were sort of pre-internet, and a lot of it had to do with missing pages in the mail and that sort of thing, or fly-by-night companies that would fold up before they could, you know, send you a check. Actually, I started with all of Rob's blogs, I tried a blog myself with my sort of misadventures in comics, but each one sort of ended in a horror story, so it actually got a little too depressing. I had to stop with the blog. But the most recent one was the situation where there was a verbal contract involved, and the things sort of fell apart to the point where I wound up doing, you know, three, four books that I, you know, designed and penciled and inked, and 78 some pages later, the thing kind of folded up with a problem with the writer and embezzling money and things like that, allegedly. And of course, I wound up with nothing, not a cent. So I found out that don't be afraid to push the contract angle, because you really can't secure enough leeway to get it down in writing. So. That's pretty important, I think. I would definitely learn that to press the issue when it comes to that, and not to rely on a verbal handshake, even though in some states it may be legally binding. The writer was spearheading the project. He apparently, when I met him, was actually somewhat higher up in the company, sort of even a co-publisher, or so to speak, or at least a head figurehead in that manner. But as the project went on, and this was a period of months and months, almost a year, he wound up getting demoted and then was just a writer and then suddenly left town and nobody even knew where he was. And supposedly spent the advertising revenue, of which I was to get a percentage of, but that percentage obviously got smaller and smaller as he cashed the checks and spent the money. And by the time I realized what was going on, it was far too late. So, and with no contract, when I was in the dark on that one.
So we asked Dan and Rob, what plan did they have walking into this venture? As with any business venture, where do you expect to acquire revenue?
Get me Ace Kelrod!
Well, I did some research and figured, well, what's the best way to... So if we are going to monetize it, if we can monetize it, what's the best way, most cost-effective way of doing it? And, you know, I had seen the rise of Kickstarter and how a lot of projects got funded that way. And I did some research, you know, on there and saw what kind of projects were getting funded. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that you saw on Kickstarter that were comic book projects were not mainstream appeal type stuff. They weren't, for the most part, you know, superhero comics. It was... you know, genre stuff or stuff that was meant to, maybe not meant to, but just appeals to a more limited audience. And so, you know, that seemed like a way to go to say, okay, well, we can have people see what the strip is and then they'll be able to judge, you know, whether they want to pay for it. And that seemed like the best way to go about it. And the other way was doing subscriptions, which was, you know, even though the strip will be available for free for everybody, you know, you can read it every day and never pay for it if you don't want to. We were hoping that we could get enough people that genuinely like it and like it enough that want to come back every day to read it, that they will pony up the, we thought, relatively paltry sum of $1.60 a month. We arrived at that figure because it's 5 cents a day. 5 cents a day is what the cost of a daily newspaper in 1937 would be. So we thought, you know, make it a cheap enough amount that people would maybe want to subscribe to it and not have to think twice about spending that kind of money. So, you know, we just figured those were the two kind of tiers, which was to get people to subscribe and then do the initial sort of, you know, to borrow a phrase, like an initial public offering kind of thing on Kickstarter and say, hey, this is what we're launching, and you know, pony up some money for it if you think it's worthwhile. That seems to be the model that has worked for Kickstarter, and we're hoping it works for us.
So using the Venture Fund Kickstarter program, a ton of networking via online social websites, and micropayments, the comic strip Ace Kilroy is moving full steam ahead. As always, though, it's best to plan and know your market, and particularly your audience.
In terms of the target audience, I mean, we really think that it appeals to horror fans because it is going to have a good amount of horror content, probably more than you would see in any sort of traditional newspaper strip, or maybe even webcomic. Comic book fans, because it's a comic book, comic strip fans, and maybe even movie fans, because it's, you know, it's borrowing very heavily from famous movies. I mean, Ace Kilroy's not going to be fighting the monsters right out of the Universal films due to, you know, legal matters, and we want to come up with our own creatures. They are going to be, you know, the characters you're familiar with from those films, like Dracula, Frankenstein, the Wolfman, the Mummy, you know, pretty much all that kind of stuff. So we figured that it had a broad enough audience that enough people would want to read it on a regular basis, because we figured you would, I mean, obviously there's a big overlap on those audiences, but we figured there was enough people there, you know, people that are Universal Monster fans who don't necessarily read comic books might want to read this. It's a niche product, but not so niche that, you know, it's unsellable. At least that's how Dan and I saw it.
Get me Ace Kilroy!
The art field has shifted significantly in the past several years, so we chose to close by asking Dan about some of these changes and how they've affected him.
Well, certainly with you know, the internet and computers in general has completely changed sort of the delivery of a system, so to speak. The days of lost pages in the mail and that sort of stuff has thankfully gone by the wayside. The one part I like the best of this new electronic frontier is the fact that I can keep pages for myself and simply electronically send them. That's real nice. You know, don't have to worry about postage and all that sort of stuff. As far as the actual artwork itself, only until recently have I been sort of manipulating the artwork in the computer, which is kind of fun and interesting. Of course, certainly makes lettering a lot easier. But it's definitely changed, not necessarily the content, but certainly the delivery and the sort of the bells and whistles to put on the final phase of the artwork. So in that respect, it's actually a lot easier and certainly a lot nicer to be able to keep the artwork, the original artwork, and have it sort of electronically sent out.
Chad is brought to you by Miami University Career Services. Music created by the most excellent Italian band Last Minute. Please send show suggestions, care of Craig Michael Patrick, to careerservices@muohio.edu.